Tamara Shanker is a Phoenix-based juvenile lawyer and the board chair for the Arizona Friends of Foster Children. She says many of Child Protective Services' problems started in 2009 when the state legislature cut the agency's budget in half. CPS responded by dropping all preemptive programs.
Subsidized daycare, health care, the family preservation team that would come in and support a family so that they wouldn't come, the kids wouldn't be taken into care. All of that was completely eviscerated. And what we found at that point then is an exponential increase since 2009 in kids coming into care.
Shanker also says she has not seen any change in the system since then Governor Brewer rebuilt the agency as the Department of Child Safety last year. The lawsuit claims a lack of health care for children and that the agencies failed to investigate allegations of abuse, among other issues. Though the governor's office would not comment specifically on the lawsuit, they are reviewing the filing. But in an email statement to KNAU said, Governor Ducey takes the safety and well-being of foster care children extremely seriously. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Justin Regan in Flagstaff.